I think when I am long gone, the songs that will hang around that I was part of will be the Christmas music.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, that was not on my radar when I made my first Christmas record.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, for me, things happen in patterns. And I love that Christmas records are not artist-focused, but they're season-focused. It's
right.
a thematic record.
Mm-hmm.
And it, looking back, it's like every time I had a period of success.
Right.
I followed, or not success, just something that was, it could have been good or bad, but for whatever reason, it was stressful.
Right.
I should say that. Because success is stressful as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I would follow it with a Christmas record.
Right.
And it was just a way of stepping back away. And so it sounds kind of crazy to say, but the first big selling record I ever had came out in 1982.
Mm-hmm.
It came out, I was a senior in college.
Okay.
And it was called Age to Age.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first contemporary Christian music record to ever sell a million copies.
Right.
I felt this, you know, suddenly you're part of a major part of the bottom line of the fiscal year of the record company, and everybody's like, okay, what's next? You know? And you go, I don't know. You know, I didn't know that was going to happen. And I think I found myself going from all the spotlight and attention that I would retreat by making a Christmas record. Because
okay.
it was like, well, this is, I'm just the channel for this music. Everybody mm-hmm. knows this music.
Right.
And I was still a writer. But that's what happened right after that first platinum record. I made the my first Christmas
yes.
record. Right after Heart in Motion,
mm-hmm.
I made my second Christmas record.
Right.
It's kind of sort of interesting. And I went through a divorce in the late 90s, and I followed that with a Christmas record. It
okay.
was just like, I don't know, it was just a place to kind of retreat to.
Right.
And still use my life perspective. What I hope is that my creative voice is honest, sincere. You know, the pictures that I've painted through music from the beginning have always been just reflections of the way that I have lived life.
Right.
And there's a billion ways to live life. Mine is just one.
Right.
But I've tried to maintain a consistent voice through that.
Right.
So, really, when I got the Songwriter Award, I mean the Songwriter Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
the first thing I thought was, there are a lot of people in that list, in that category,
right.
that have hit after hit after hit.
Right.
I don't look at my work that way. I look at mine as more, I have told one long story
uh-huh.
that has found its place in the lives of other people.
Right.
And so mine, because I was a recording artist, it felt like more of a, I don't know, I was just always expressing, this is the viewpoint from the way I live life.